Family Ag Expo Day, and this is the first of this kind for Todd County, but Dale Dobson's with us with the Kentucky Department of Agriculture Safety Director. Is that your official title, Safety Director?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, I'm the director of the Raising Hope program.
And I think it's fantastic, Dale. You know, this program is, this is something brand new in Todd County, and Tracy Johnson, the ag agent here, she said, I like it, and the boy, and young men who put this together, who had the idea, they're like, we want to do this again, but it's, you're doing things like this all across the state.
Yes, sir. We sat down with Commissioner Shell and Brandon, Executive Director Brandon Reed this summer, and Raising Hope said, Commissioner challenged me. I love working for him because he'll challenge you.
Oh, yeah.
And he was sitting there, how can we do something and get Raising Hope all across Kentucky real quick? How can we get out here where everybody knows what Raising Hope is? And Raising Hope is a combination of farm safety, farmer's health, and farm rescue. And health is health. Mental and physical care, health is health. So how can we sitting there eating lunch that day, and I thought, well, let's give FFA some money. We got the young people out here full of energy. So we come up with an idea, and we throwed $125,000 in a pot to give out grants, and we awarded 43 grants throughout the state of Kentucky, just like this one here in Todd County. The FFA wrote for the grant. They wanted to host a farmer appreciation breakfast, and they wanted me and Dr. Witt to come and bring our medical crew and have stuff. Nothing fancy, just simple appreciation breakfast. And they wanted to teach safety. So we all agreed to it. They got the grant, and here we are here today, first one. And just a heads up, we're going to do this grant again next year, okay? So they'll have to apply again and just keep things going like this. I mean, I remember back here in 1994, I hosted the first statewide farm safety symposium on my farm. Had 75 people. I just did my 32nd symposium in Eatown this weekend, okay? We have an army. It just grows, and we're all over the country. And I pulled in here yesterday and we set up. But here's the beauty of the day. Look out here, Alan. I set all this up, and I'm about to stop the bleed table. These FFA students all met me early this morning at daylight, and I showed them how to do what we do. I showed them about the tractor. I showed them about the grain. I showed them about PTO. I showed them. Now they're doing all the educating today. And here's the thing. The ones that had to study and be ready for today, they've learned something already because they done took lead today. And that's our future. You know, people, I ask people all the time, why do you farm? Why do you do what you do? And they say, well, it's for my family, da-da-da. Okay, if you're doing this for your family, let's put safety first. If most valuable asset we have is our children and grandchildren, we can sit here and tell them not to do stuff, but they're going to do it. But if they see us buckle a seatbelt, grow up with that, they'll buckle. If they see us wear a helmet, they'll wear a helmet. They see us wear a chainsaw chapter. If they see us as adults put safety first, not just talk about it, but see us do it, they'll grow up with that same habit. And then my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren will learn those safety habits and go on down the road, and maybe I won't bury one.
You know, and the nice thing is when you teach these young people, a lot of times they beat you to getting it done. I mean, they're like, where's your seatbelt? Or where's your roll bar?
Oh, yeah. Look at them. Look at them. Oh, ain't this awesome?
Oh,
Todd
good.
County FFA out here take over my job today. I love it.
I stand beside the trailer, and Nathan came over. He said, if I can get Mr. Allen to move a little bit, we're going to do a demonstration. I said, absolutely. I'd glad to move and glad to let you do this. But I think it's fantastic. And these guys, they're taking this seriously. I mean, a lot of folks here watching, too.
Well, I tell you, most thing I'm thankful about, one, I appreciate Dr. Cheryl Witt down here. She's leading all the medical down there. But I tell you what, we wouldn't be doing this today. We wouldn't have all what we got going if it wasn't for Commissioner Jonathan Shell and Executive Director Brandon Reed and Jay Hall and Chief of Staff Mark Bowen. They believe in what we're doing. They call and check on us. They make sure we're going and make sure we have what we need to do our job. And having a leadership on top that believes in what we're doing sure makes Raising Hope easy.
Commissioner Shell told me the other day, he said the Secretary of Agriculture was here, said she learned about it from Cyrus Bivens, and she's like, we may take a thing nationally.
Oh, yeah, talking about things happening. Commissioner had set up that Saturday morning where I was going to meet Secretary Rollins, and I was going to give her a challenge coin. Well, on Friday night, Cyrus Bivens, one of the young men I have trained, he'll be the chair of the Root County Challenge Coin team for the third time this year. And he's going to co-chair the Dixie team next year. This young man has taken something we started. A lot of kids have. You know, we got challenge coins all over the country. Young people do it. But Cyrus had one in his pocket. He likes doing it. And that night, when everybody turned around, they've been talking. They got to meet Secretary Rollins. And they're all walking away. And he just stepped back and took the initiative to give her a coin and tell her about it. And it couldn't have been better. It couldn't have been planned this good. And he gave her a coin. So she understood what it was for young people to take initiative. So commissioner comes in next morning. We all meet out there at Gallarine Commissioner. I got good news and bad news. He said, well, it's all together. I said, okay. He said, you trained your young people so well. They did your job, but Cyrus gave her a coin last night. I don't know what you're going to do. I said, I know what I'm going to do. That's perfect. I got a double D coin out in the truck. I went out and got her one of my personal coins and gave her my personal coin and got Cyrus baked the cake, and I got to put the icing on it. It could have not been better, because she seen a young man take the initiative on what we was doing and did it without being prompt or anything. Oh, yeah. And then all I had to do is just put the icing on the cake and give her that.
That's the way it works. Dale, great to have you here. Thank you and your team. Can't wait to share the next couple hours with that. Things you guys are doing. Talk to these young people. These young people are making it happen for you today. Appreciate what you're doing on the state of, across the state of Kentucky to help people.
I appreciate you, Alan. I mean, you've been interviewing me, what, 25, 26, 27 years? It's been a long time. I look forward to seeing you up there, because I know you're truly in the country. You're truly with the people we need to be with on that part. I appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you, my friend. And thank you for my coin, too. Yeah. I got one of Dale's new coins. I appreciate
it. Yes, sir. Department of Ag new coin. And there's going to be a challenge coin program coming out, Commissioner. We're going to send out these FFA students, and the student that designs the coin that the Commissioner picks as his personal coin is going to get a $1,000 scholarship.
I love it. Fantastic. Great way to educate people.
We're going to send it out through FFA. That's how we got these grants all across Kentucky. Christian Wright and Bethany Maddenly. Christian's with FFA, and Bethany is with Department of Ag. She's director of Ag Ed. They helped put all this together with me. And Christian, she put it to every FFA chapter in Kentucky, found out about this, and all they had to do was sit here and write and apply back for grants. And it had to be for a Farmer Appreciation Day. You got to let farmers know they appreciate it. That's what it's all about.
Dale, great to see you here. We're on course on Todd 1070, WEK 10 92.1 FM at the Todd King Extension Office.